A woman from Koshkonong was killed Wednesday afternoon in a side-by-side accident in Koshkonong. The Highway Patrol reports the 79-year-old woman was killed when she turned the side-by-side into the path of a truck driven by a 51-year-old man from West Plains. The man was not injured. That accident happened at the intersection of Highway 63 and F in Koshkonong. ECNN has been reporting recently on the arrest of former Hardy Police Chief Scott Rose on sexual assault charges. On Wednesday, Rose's defense attorney, Martin Lilly, issued a statement. Lilly said, "It is evident that there are a lot of politics involved when the special prosecutor for the state and I agree to a $25,000 bond and the district judge sets a $100,000 bond. It's clear that local politics are involved in this, and it's unfortunate that in 2025 that we can't trust the judicial system to be fair and honest with everything. It's quite frankly appalling, to be honest. It's really sad. Having practiced law for 35 years, I was hoping that we were beyond local politics getting in the way of the justice system, but clearly we're not. I am really just shocked of what happened over the last 72 hours with this case. We believe that the evidence doesn't show that any crime was committed. Unfortunately, the politics of small towns and small counties get in the way of true justice, and we look forward to having our day in court." Again, that is a direct quote from attorney Martin Lilly. A woman from West Plains has been arrested for arson in May. 39-year-old Tiffany Dusenbury was charged with felony second-degree arson for allegedly setting a fire in Peace Valley that burned a home, and then she walked away without contacting emergency personnel. Her bond has been set at $10,000. This is her second arrest for arson. The Ozark County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of a woman earlier this year for child abuse. According to reports, Amy Dunn Trout shot two young children with a BB gun as a form of punishment, leaving marks on their bodies. Trout was arrested on charges of endangering the welfare of a child, abuse of a child, armed criminal action, second-degree assault, and unlawful use of a weapon. The Howe County Sheriff's Department is reporting the arrest of a woman Wednesday afternoon who was the subject of their wanted Wednesday. Fugitive 56-year-old Paula Denise McGuff of Caulfield was located and taken into custody. She was booked at the Howe County Jail on a warrant for failure to appear for felony charges of possession of a controlled substance. A man from Windsor was injured in an accident in Shannon County Wednesday. According to the Highway Patrol report, an 83-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and overturned the semi he was driving. The accident happened on U.S. 60, 15 miles west of Van Buren. The man was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Hospital. Thayer Mayor Donna Martin was the guest speaker at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary meeting on Wednesday. The mayor first updated the Rotary on the Jordans project.
We have recently closed with Jordans, and Britt and I have a meeting tomorrow about the ride-in and ride-out, the road that's going to be put around the new station. We have a gentleman coming in that is the engineer for that project, and I'm really excited because it's ready to go. We're getting ready to see groundbreaking and everything else over there in that corner. So that's just an exciting thing for our city.
She then shared some good news from a meeting the city clerk Brent Collins went to.
And I don't know if you all realize it or not, but I've lost track of the dollar amount of damage that we had in the city. You know, you saw that Warm Fork Park pretty well washed away. We have the area out by the wastewater treatment plant has sustained a lot of damage, and the police department has to qualify, and they have a shooting range back behind that area, and all that area out there has got to be redone so vehicles and people can come in and out of that area. We have a lot of damage. I'd say millions of dollars worth of damage. Brent was so excited when he went to this meeting, and he sent me a message, and he said that FEMA is 75% reimbursed. SEMA will reimburse 10%, so that leaves us with 15%. However, the in-kind labor and volunteer and other things like that can count towards our 15%. So that's really good news for the city.
We'll hear more of what Mayor Martin talked about at the Rotary meeting in our news tomorrow here on ECNN. Oregon County Commissioner Jake Parker announced yesterday that due to recent weather conditions, road grading operations have been temporarily halted until conditions improve. However, brush cutting and mulching will resume today on County Road 421. They urge all motorists to exercise extreme caution when passing county crews working in the area. Safety remains their top priority. The West Plains R7 School District is organizing a smoked rib fundraiser to support the Hale family as they navigate recent medical expenses. Jay Hale, longtime agriculture teacher at West Plains High School, and his family have been an important part of the school community, and this event offers a chance to give back. Community members can purchase a rack of smoked ribs for $25, with all proceeds benefiting the Hale family. A total of 400 racks will be sold. Payment is due at the time of pickup. The pickup time will be Saturday, June 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the West Plains Agriculture Building on East Olden Street. Details on how to reserve your ribs is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.